Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Today is October 7th, marking 1 year since Hamas abducted over 250 people from Israel to the Gaza Strip and killed more than 1,200 others. The attack marked the start of the Israel-Hamas war. KYW's John McDevitt spoke with the Lower Merion Township resident who had two close family friends kidnapped that day.
There was just no more communication with them, and the next thing we know, their phones were pinging in Gaza.
Noga Senderovich of Balkinwood has Israeli and American citizenship. She remembers the horror of October 7th of last year when she learned terrorists stormed through her friend Yair Horn's kibbutz in southern Israel near the Gaza border. Yair and his brother Eitan, who was visiting for the holiday weekend, disappeared. Senderovich says there was no word of their fate until the ceasefire and hostage release in November, when about 100 hostages were freed. Some recalled seeing the brothers in Gaza.
50 days after they were kidnapped is when we really got confirmation, indeed, that they were actually seen in the tunnels, that they were alive. But we haven't heard anything since. We know that they were kept separately at the time.
She says the hostages did nothing wrong and are in the middle of a political war.
It shouldn't be a political issue. These are people who were kidnapped in their pajamas and need to come home.
Are you hopeful that you will see them again?
It's really hard for me to admit, but I'm going to say I'm a lot less hopeful than I used to be.
Senderovich says the recent news of the six Israeli hostages executed in southern Gaza is behind the uncertainty.
It's been really hard to get back up after that.
Noga says she will, however, continue to fight for the hostages by organizing and participating in rallies and talks and demanding that world leaders do their part in getting the hostages freed. As we're commemorating October 7th, Senderovich says that she'll be staying home with her family, lighting candles and reflecting in her own way. She says the threat of potential violence against Jews is very much a concern, even in this country.
I'm scared. I'm scared to be a Jew in the U.S. these days. Yeah.
John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Democratic Senator Bob Casey was joined by Governor Josh Shapiro in Collegeville, Montgomery County, in front of dozens of rallying supporters. KYW's Vic Ragapathy was there.
As Bob Casey seeks his fourth term in the Senate, he summed up his platform for a crowd of Montgomery County voters in a Collegeville Electricians Union building.
It just boils down to one word, rights. Women's rights, workers' rights, voting rights.
Nikhil Sindhwani is a voter from Collegeville.
You know, if Trump wins again, then the rule of law will be threatened in the U.S., so I really think it's important that we elect Harris Walz, and I'm really excited to see Josh Shapiro.
And Governor Shapiro says as the Senate and presidential races enter the home stretch before November 5th, for PA voters, this election is
a gut check moment for them. Are they willing to work hard and fight to protect our fundamental freedoms? It is really important that folks get engaged, active, and involved over these next 30 days.
Former President Trump continues to campaign extensively in the state. He was back in Butler on Saturday and is scheduled to appear in Scranton and Reading on Wednesday in Collegeville. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Phillies pick up a huge win in Game 2 of the NLDS to even up the series with the Mets. KYW's Matt Leon has more from Citizens Bank Park.
The Phillies climbed off the mat to tie their National League Division Series with the New York Mets at a game apiece Sunday night, winning Game 2 7-6. Nick Castellanos, the hero, a two-out walk-off RBI single in the bottom of the ninth, gives the Phils the win. The game was truly bonkers. Phillies were down 3-0 in the bottom of the sixth and looked lifeless. That's when Bryce Harper jump-started the offense with a two-run home run. Castellanos followed him with a solo shot. The Mets then retook the lead in the top of the seventh on a Brandon Nimmo home run. Phillies would take the lead in the eighth with a three-run uprising. Bryson Stott had the big hit, a two-run go-ahead triple. So it was 6-4 in the top of the ninth when the Mets tied it at six on a two-run home run by Mark Vientos, his second home run of the game. It came off Matt Strom, but Castellanos sent everyone home happy with his RBI single in the bottom of the ninth. So the scene shifts now to New York. Game 3 will be on Tuesday. Phillies beat the Mets 7-6. Reporting from Citizens Bank Park, Matt Leon, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.